stories tonight, if you will. Good evening. You may please be seated. 1 Peter chapter 2. Let's start from 1 Peter chapter 2 tonight, and I will, because I was listening to one of the tapes tonight just before service, and there was a lot of shouting in it, even though there was a lot of word in it. But my opinion is, sometimes, and thank God for SoundCloud, where you can freely hear the word and it doesn't have to be tapes no more, right? We used to buy tapes a lot. But all we got from it was tape one. So I was listening to that word and I'm thinking, I hope you heard it. I hope you heard what the Holy Spirit was trying to say to us. I know you were hearing it, but certain times some situations have to happen to make you understand the word more. Certain things have to come up to make you say, okay, this was what he was trying to say. So I'm going to have to revert back to that tonight, and I won't tell you which one because you'll start hearing it now. So maybe after the service. So I'm going to major around nation tonight, stay around nation and still stay around the anointing so that we can pray on the anointing whilst we understand the nation. What is a nation? What is when we say things like, ask of me the nations, and we'll go through all those scripture again. So pardon me if you've heard it before, but maybe I'm just thinking maybe you can hear it better now because of certain things that you've had to go through, or certain situation that you have to face, and certain questions that you may have to ask yourself, and ask questions like, what kind of a church is this? What are we doing? What are we trying to do? What is God doing? What is God saying? Because without knowing these things, what happens is you will have questions that you may not be able to answer, and Satan will answer for you. Satan always have people who have answers. They don't know what they are saying. They don't know what they are talking about. But if it is not the Holy Spirit answering you, it will be Satan answering. It can use a disciple of Jesus, by the way. Satan has used Peter before, just after the Holy Ghost used him. So how much more my mom? Jesus never turned to my mom and said, upon this rock I will build my church. So why can't he use her? He just used the guy that the Holy Spirit just revealed things that flesh and blood cannot reveal. So some of my mom, whatever that means, they're always in the flesh. So why would Satan not use her just because, oh, it's your mom? No, Satan don't care who. He just uses who he has to use. And that didn't make Peter a Satan, it just makes him a vessel. So the donkey is not a prophet, it was just used by God. So we don't begin to say, oh, prophet donkey, right? We don't do that, right? We didn't start doing that. We didn't wear the kashuk of a prophet on. So it was just used. So Satan uses anything depending on who taps into the frequency called flesh, and the Holy Spirit uses anyone depending on who taps into that frequency as well. It's just that the Holy Spirit don't just want to use you, wants to dwell in you. Yeah? Okay. So let's take this step by step tonight, because that's my intention. It may go this way or that depending on what the Holy Spirit wants us to do. Let's start from 1 Peter chapter 2. If you start from verse 7, please.
Now to you who believe, this stone is precious. But to those who do not believe, the stone the builders rejected has become the cornerstone. and a stone that causes people to stumble, and a rock that makes them fall. They stumble because they disobey the message.
Why do they stumble? Awesome. Thank you for that answer. So stumbling starts from disobeying the expression. Pastor Sam began to teach us about the expression of God. The expression of God is His Word. Can I just ask you some questions tonight? Because I'll ask those questions and we have to put it side by side with the things that you've been taught in church. Is that okay to do tonight? So, what is heaven supposed to be like? Heaven is like, one day Jesus is going to come and He's going to kill everybody or something like that, I think. Meaning those who don't believe in Him and those who try to die before He comes, they will go to hell. They will be there in hell, hellfire, right? Yeah. And those of you who manage to not be against Jesus, right? You go to heaven. All of a sudden, it's no longer church. It's like, no. I'm just going to call someone and say, okay, so what do you believe then? So some people will be in heaven and some people will be in hell. And that's the end of everything, right? Now everybody is pretending now. That's what we were taught, right? That when Jesus comes, we're going to be in heaven and the bad people will be in hell. And we're going to be in heaven just, I don't know what we're going to be doing forever and ever and ever and ever. Whatever we're doing, they're like song. And all whatever you were thought, isn't it? So we're going to be doing some next stuff in heaven. And the people who are in hell will be screaming forever and ever and ever and ever. Well, I don't know what you were thought, but that's what I was thought. That's what I was made to believe, right? Now, but the issue is, I kept reading the Bible until I got to Revelation, and the book of Revelation, Jesus says things like, he who overcomes, I will give him 5 nations. He said, I will give some 10 nations. He said, he who overcomes, I'll give 10 nations to govern. So this is now the question. Okay, so are believers going to govern believers? Yeah, I'm just thinking. Are we able to think together tonight? Who is governing who? What nations are these nations? Because all the good people are in heaven. That's one location. And all the bad people are in hell. So, what are the nations? Okay, you never read that in your Bible, right? Okay, let's look for it, please, so that, because the way people are looking at me tonight. We've said it, right? The expression of God is His Word, right? Did you find it? Talk to me, please.
To the one who is victorious.
Yeah.
And does...
Where are you reading from? So that they know it's the Bible, please.
Revelations 2:26.
Awesome.
To the one who is victorious and does my will to the end, I will give authority over the nations.
I will give him... The reward I will give him is authority over the nations. So this morning we read Matthew 28. Jesus said, behold, all power, all authority rather, in heaven and on earth has been given to me. So he said, you now go therefore and make disciples of all nations. So what would happen is we will make disciples of all nations and we will give it to him And then he who overcomes to the end, it will begin to apportion nations back to them. So the greatest seed that we will bring to God is nations. Why is it the greatest seed? Ask of me the nations. So the faith for nation is the highest level of faith. The faith for monetary sowing is exercise. You are my son. Today have I begotten you. You've left the realm of money. You're about to enter into another level of power. But what empowered you in that level was Mammon. Because now you've changed Mammon. Because the desire of all nations, we're going to that scripture, is gold and silver. What all nations want is gold and silver. Now you've overcome gold and silver through the spirit of giving. They call it seed. That's what the world wants to mock, right? Not even the world. Christians, useless Christians, powerless ones. Because you must be powerless not to understand seed. But they are Christians. No, you didn't get what I just said. But they are Christians. It means they believe in Jesus. But there will be rulers, and there will be rulers over those nations. Because I need to find these nations. Because the first question is either there are still planets that God hasn't shown us. There are languages and tongues that we who live in this nation called Earth don't know yet. So that's what we will call alien nations. So for them too, we are aliens too. But man is the only one that can receive reward. But let me not go ahead of myself. Did we finish that now?
That one will rule them with an iron scepter and will dash them to pieces like pottery.
Where are you now?
Verse 27.
Okay, no, 26 is fine. To him who is victorious, I will give. He who is victorious and does my will to the end, I will give authority over the nations. Over nations. So there will be people who will have authority over nations. Now, so that's number one foundation. Number two, God does not speak in people. He speaks in nations. When God counts, he counts nations, not people. So if you, when you get back home, go do your own study and go through verse after verse, you'll see God, when he spoke to Abraham, he spoke to Abraham in nation language. I will make you a great nation. I will make you the father of nations. I want you to hold emphasis to the word make. It will make Abraham into a great nation. When it came to Isaac, he spoke to Isaac about making him a nation. When it got to Jacob, it's about nation. God speaks in nation. To children, he speaks in people. They are looking for blessing. But God says what God is looking for are people through whom he will bless nations. Satan's assignment is to the nations. It doesn't care about individuals. But you see, it knows it needs to possess individuals because inside individuals are nations. I said that in that tape. What happens from the inside of you, each time God will then say, in your loins, Abraham, are many nations. In your womb, Rebecca, is it Rebecca, the mother of Esau and Jacob, are two nations. He never said two people. Just that these nations are named Esau and Jacob. They are nations. You are as big as you realize you are. You can define you. It's either you take the lesser expression of God, the one that rules by the night, or you take the bigger expression of God, the one that rules by the day, the sun and the moon. These are two nations. And so if what happens externally makes you belittle you, if what people think about you or your circumstance make you belittle you, I want you to know that it's Satan's assignment to drop you from the status of nation to just mere mortals. Let me give you another foundation scripture, because when we talk about nation, it looks like a big dream. No, nations are in people. If you get your boss at work, you've gotten a nation to subdue to you, to be subdued to you. If this one man's decision affects the life of 7,000 people, if you become the advisor of that one man, you control the life of those 7,000 people, because in you is the nation. Joseph was a nation. So when Joseph moved to Egypt, what he went there to do was to subdue Mammon. The Bible says he collected all the money in the world and gave it to the money man. He gave to Caesar what belongs to Caesar, because Caesar is not the God of Joseph. We're going to get to Mr. Caesar tonight, because they asked Jesus about the tax and all that. He said, therefore, give to Caesar what is Caesar, and give to God what is God's. What is Caesar's God? Money, Mammon, that's the God of Caesar. What is God's God? God only, the word. So he's only bound by his word. And so let's go into Peter now. Whichever one, 1st or 2nd Peter 2 verse 9.
And a stone that causes people to stumble.
Yeah.
And a rock that makes them fall.
Can we quickly settle this about the church? The church, please listen to me. The church is a stone that causes people to stumble. There are messages you will hear that if a Muslim hears it, it doesn't mean anything. Meaning that he's okay with it. Talk to me now. That are motivated, and that's what the church gradually becomes. That message does not offend anybody. So now, and no offense against Muslim or Buddha or whatever, it's just that when they hear the message you will hear from an American pulpit most times, it's just cool, because it's just saying don't give up on life. If you don't give up, you will get up. It is not offensive. But you dare go into Jesus is the only way, or is the source of life. Now that becomes offensive. And so it says a rock that causes people to stumble. So those messages, a Buddhist or an Islamist can put it on their page and say, yeah, have you heard Pastor blah, blah, blah. And it's cool. It's nice. It is all good. But let me tell you, the word of God is offensive to both politicians, are you listening to me, and businessmen, and any other religion, including Christianity. It is the decree of heaven, and there are no two ways. It's only one way to the Father. Are you listening to me? Now that's the offense. So where the church is gradually declining into, you can take a church message and put it in a mosque and it's fine. Because it's motivation and it's convenient and it doesn't put a demand on you. It has no demand. It has nothing you have to do after. It's just be encouraged and fight to empower Mammon. That's the end of it. So when a preacher says don't give up, you ask exactly on what? Because the way my life is, there are things I need to give up on. Need to give up on my own strength. But let's go on. So it says this stone causes people to stumble. Your spiritual life has not started until the word causes you to have a rethink about coming to church next time. Oh yeah. Someone said, well, that's happened to me. Yeah, because you were living in sin. And you see, the problem with your sin is that it doesn't even make your own. Let's even assume you don't come back. Let's even assume your sin ruins you as a normal person. So your sin is not even progressive. Your sin is not even advancing you. So it is not a sin that was rebuked in your life. It is foolishness. Yeah, your sin is not helping you. So like I said, let's even forget about, let's say Jesus is not there. Your sin is not smart. Yeah. Your sin is a lazy man's sin. Fornication is a cheap sin. With that, you get a baby. Listen, you want to be a tough sinner. Go and fornicate freely in Africa. Where when your baby comes, you have to cater for your baby. Then we will know you are tough. You are not tough. Government is going to pay for that stuff. Talk to me.
They stumble because they disobey the message.
It is so where we're going this afternoon or evening is the message. Every nation carries a message, right? Take the message from a church. There's no longer a church. There is just a worship center. So that kind of a worship center will begin to major in minor and minor in major. Church building is not major. The people is the major. So what you look for in a church is not what is a message, what is the message. What is this guy sent to this realm to deliver? What is God saying? And that's not just resurrection and birth of Jesus. That is the message, specific. And Jesus, when he began to talk about the anointing, said, "For the Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, for he has anointed me to heal the whole world." No, he began to speak specific. You will soon get to that scripture, right? Actually, let's just go there. We'll come back here in a minute. He began to say the message, what he's called to do. So that when we begin to talk about the anointing tonight, what I want to, I'm trusting the Holy Spirit to help me carve out tonight, is the message you carry, so that when you step out of this place, you go deliver your message. It is your message. You are anointed for it. It is peculiar to you. Nenox cannot deliver it like Patrick will, because Nenox was chosen for the message. So what am I sent to do? Deliver a message. What is my message? Young people can love God and prosper and rise and break territory, but that means something to Dami other than what it means to Obi. And when Dami begins to function in his message, not looking at Obi as a comparison, is looking at himself now, saying, "I've handled." There is something about Peter's message in God that I've handled. There is a side of it that I've handled. So what do we come back to do in church? We all just come back to worship, and the messenger comes again and delivers a message, and faith carries it to Lloyd's. She carries it to Microsoft, because God shaped her. Let us make man in our own image, but the same breath. But they made man in their own image so that they may rule over three dimensions. The fish of the sea, a creature, the birds of the air, a creature that cannot function like themselves. So put a bird in water and put a fish on the sky. There was just a description. Let us, everything, it gave them dominion to rule over. They were expression of certain image. So now it is not good for man to be alone. It is very simple. Every kind, and later the Bible will say men and women made he them, right? This second making is the forming of different people that can reach different world because of the way they are wired. So don't put a finance man as a politician. Africa is upside down because fools are the ones up and wise are down. So you can change the nation and the continent, including your life, by just swapping it over. You know, there are things in your life that you cannot fix, but there are people next to you that can fix what you can't fix. They are expressions of God's image. The church would have taken over UK if they understand. Now they see spark and you can penetrate to the world of young people, but they want to criticize your shoe and your hair shape. Whereas they should have known that this is another kind of message that complements us, not destroy us. So if we then join together, what would happen? We will take the nations. That is why the responsibility on you, Spark, is so heavy, because what other churches should be, you've become it. Within one house, that's why you can't just be a church, you have to be a nation. It's supposed to be the combination of churches that become a nation. So God says, well, I can't see these guys. They are busy. They have embraced Mammon. We saw seven spirits that walks with Mammon. Before you get to Mammon, you get to anger, envy, lust. All those guys are there. They all work for Mr. Mammon. Mammon is not just money. It's everything that you cannot let go. Everything that gives you sense of significance outside of the word of God. Every single thing in your life. It doesn't matter if it's your haircut. If you can't let go of that haircut, it becomes God over you. Because everything that you cannot let go, God will test you of it. The Bible says God does not test with evil. It does not tempt anyone with evil. So it tempts you with your good, therefore. Because he allowed Jesus to be tempted in the wilderness. The Holy Ghost led him there to see the things that he cannot let go in his life. You know, certain things that didn't work out in your life, God's test to see who your God is. Would you still be you without having that thing in your life? Imagine when Jesus got to the point of being tested. We jumped down from the sky and I'll give you all the kingdom. Jesus would have thought, this one is difficult. What if it doesn't work? Can we go back to the bread and the stone? Tonight, my message is going to be the law for the money. The sale of the law for the money. That's where I'm going, but let's finish Peter. Luke Talk 4, to me. Huh?
Luke 4, sir.
Luke 4, okay.
The Spirit of the Lord is on me.
To do what? To save the world. Look at what the Spirit was upon him for. Talk to me.
Because please. He has anointed me.
I told you to underline the word make, right? Now I want you to underline whatever that means. Me and then you. We need those words. We'll use me and you interchangeably. He has anointed me to do what?
To proclaim good news to the poor.
Specific. One, the anointing is there to proclaim good news. So you must know why you are anointed. To be anointed is to be specially chosen. The anointing of the Holy Spirit is a function of a special assignment. When you locate that assignment, it is no longer for you to pray for the anointing. You can pray to protect the anointing, because sin will always drain the power of God. Listen to me. There is nothing anybody can do to help you. When you live in sin, you drain the power. No matter what anybody does, it's not going to be there. It's just as simple as that. There are spiritual laws. They are set in motion. laws like as long as the earth remains, seed time and harvest will not cease. It's a law. So people can now talk about how to give or not to give and find a shortcut into being blessed without giving. The law is still not going to be broken. It's simple. It's already a law. You can sell that for money, for mammon. The sale of that for mammon means you can take the law of God, the word now, and trade it for what pleases you. You just got mammon. You see the shortage in that. A person takes the law, the word, and someone's just told you, you don't have to give to be blessed or whatever they say, right? You've traded that now. And once that is traded, when you heard that, you were at peace. Now you have peace. But you traded the word for that. It's just like the stone and bread situation. Now you have bread. Yeah? But you traded the word for it, even though you can provide bread for yourself. Jesus had so much power to make bread out of stone, right? But the problem is, the reason why he wouldn't do that is because it will be trading word for bread. I don't think you got that. It's trading word. But the word still works. It can give you peace. That means I don't have to give. Glory to God. And you have all the things you want on you. Yeah, but you just traded the law. So even Satan was a major trader. I told you the iniquity that was found in him was the excesses of his trading. It was trading. Ezekiel 28. It said, you should we read it? I told the trader the other day, right? Okay, let's just read it then, guys. I think we're gonna go in many dimensions and but we'll come back to the main point. Ezekiel 28. Is this place hot or are you the one that is hot? You better change it. You know, people faint. They just go, you know, whatever. Very little thing and we faint in this place, man. People... Oh, yeah. Verse 11 first.
Moreover, the word of the Lord came to me, saying, Son of man, take up a lamentation for the king of Tyre.
Wait. They want to take up a lamentation for who now?
The king of Tyre.
Talk to me now.
The king of Tyre.
Okay. Let's see who this is then. It's the king of Tyre. But let's see. They're going to begin to talk about his qualification. And we'll wonder, is this really a king of Tyre? Or who is this guy? Now talk to me.
And say to him.
Say to him.
Thus says the Lord God.
What does he say?
You were the seal of perfection.
Okay. There was no king that was a seal of perfection. One. Go on.
Full of wisdom and perfect in beauty.
Okay. Well, maybe that's still human, but let's see. Yeah.
You were in Eden, the garden of God.
Okay, there was no king there. There was no human king in Eden. None.
Every precious stone was your covering.
Okay, there was no king that had every precious stone covering them.
The sardius, topaz, and diamond.
Beryl was
onyx,
there.
Jasper.
Yeah. Go on, sir.
Sapphire, turquoise, and emerald with gold.
Don't worry, that doesn't make you Satan, Beryl, wherever you're watching from. It just means you're one of God's choice stones. Never name your child a stone. What are you talking about? I don't care how precious it is. It's diamond. It's purchasable. Go on.
The workmanship of your timbrels and pipes was prepared for you on the day you were created.
On the day Lucifer was made, everything that would make him look good was already made for him.
You were the anointed cherub.
It was the chosen cherub. It was chosen to be a cherub. It was anointed. So can you imagine that Satan or Lucifer, whoever, was once upon a time anointed, chosen to function? The anointing means you're chosen to function, ordained by divine intervention. I love the definition of divine intervention or ordination, because it means that it is God's wisdom alone that chose you to be what you are. If it is God's wisdom, it's Thursday, my friend. Take your Bible and read. Put down the camera, take a Bible, and open the Word. And snapping me on Thursday. Where will the snap end? Newspaper abusing me. I'm doing this on a Thursday night. You'll do that on Sunday now. It was the anointed cherub. Now, what was I saying again? It was chosen for a special mission. So that means that if you're an anointed cherub or anointed person, you cannot choose how to function. There's an anointing already there. So what happens with every anointed person? The more you grow in knowledge, the more you function. You don't teach a fish to swim in the ocean, and you don't teach a bird how to soar in the air. It is not possible. It's an anointed. It was created with all the function. So what stops him from flying is go and take a bird and start teaching it. Then all of a sudden he becomes conscious that he's flying. The community we met didn't do us good. It is not education. The first education is the Word. And the moment Adam received another kind of education, he became self-conscious. So I'm not against education, but unless you've become aware of your anointing before, it becomes lethal and becomes destructive. Because this guy was anointed to make money for the gospel. He's just like a fish. And he met himself in his natural habitat. You don't teach a fish how to swim. You teach humans. Because water is not our natural world. But bring a fish here, in a moment he's dying. Because he's not anointed to breathe the kind of air we breathe. So when we begin to pray tonight, you're recalling your anointing. What you wear naturally. The things that you don't think twice to do. It comes natural to you. This is how to take the nation. People who are prayer warriors are anointed to be. The moment you pick up a book, 7 Ways How to Pray, already now you are conscious. You know what you will then do? You will sow yourself a prayer life. You say, I pray 2 hours. God doesn't care how many hours you pray. What does it matter to eternity if a person prays for 2 hours? The Spirit of the Lord is upon me. He has anointed me. Jesus was saying, by divine ordination, things that happen to me that I cannot explain how. He has anointed me, chosen me by divine intervention, ordained me. To preach the good news, is that the first one? Yes. Yes, ma'am. Go on.
He has sent me to proclaim freedom for the prisoners, and recovery of sight for the blind.
The acceptable. Go on.
To set the oppressed free.
Yeah.
To proclaim the year of the Lord's favor.
The acceptable year of the Lord. Now, look, these are the things he was anointed to do. In other words, anything outside of this, it will not function. If he all of a sudden wants to become the king of Israel, no matter how much of a Jesus he is, he will not become the king of Israel. Because he's not been chosen to be that. Even though he's the king of Israel. But by king, I mean if he wants to reign on throne and be like the governor. If he wants to overthrow, what are those guys' name now? Like some Pilate and those. Yeah. It will not become it because there's no anointing to function in that. It doesn't have the anointing to do it. So the moment something becomes a difficulty for you to do, there is no oil there. Yeah? Swimming school for fishes. I specialize in training tilapias to swim. No, you can't specialize in training tilapias. So think about this. How many people in life end up to be exceptional in their field? There are many doctors, but there are few exceptional doctors. People you can point to that they will say, look, if the president needs help, this is his doctor. I'm going somewhere and I hope you'll follow me today. This is the president doctor. That guy is not your normal doctor. So everyone that is important in life will have to look for him. Yeah. You know how many musicians exist? But there are some that are just anointed. You see that? You can't train. You can't train to become that. You have to be anointed. There is something special in you now that you will not have to train. If you ever train, it will be to know how to maneuver it on earth. In the realm of man, but it is naturally there. The moment you become self-conscious, it goes away because it doesn't work with self-consciousness. I don't know why Adam went to train to be human. Actually, I don't know why he went to train to be God. That's better, right? Because the only thing making him function was the anointing is the breath of God. He and Almighty God share the same breath. What is his breath? Adam, be. It's just be. So now, how will all these things that Adam wants to become, what enticed him in the fruit, was already in him. So what he will say, and God already trained him, right? So he will go to lion and say, lion be. That's what naming means. When he calls them, Adam will imagine a character. And he will breathe and tell the lion to behave wild, right? And the lion will behave like that. That's why they can't attack him. So it's already in him to be that guy. So now Satan comes and say, if you eat this, you will be like God. And the vice president of Satan was there. Eve. It was there. And they both now entice this guy to train to be what he already is. Education. They educated him to be what he is already. And he didn't finish school in God's only school. That's the issue, you know. So people become wiser than the world. Because they are eaten of the tree of good and evil. Now they think they know. They know life without knowing God. That's a big problem because, but this anointing, how do we tap into it? That's why I'm talking about nation tonight. And the law for money. People sell the word. You know, when sin gripped you the other night, what you did was every word you heard since you came to Spark Nation, you gave it over and you took pleasure. It's called trading. It is what I want, but Satan says, I'm not giving you what you want first. Give me what he gave you, because I don't know it. Yeah, I should come to that side. Okay. They called me back, so I've got to go. Okay, they wanted to lecture me. They said it's stock exchange, right? And I agree. So you take all the word, that's your prosperity bank, and call it whatever name, my weakness, my shortcoming, whatever. Satan don't care about your English name. He's a trader, guys. What's his business with what English name you call it? I've got shortcomings, oh God. I've got weakness, oh God. I've got my mistake, shortcoming, shortcake, whatever. Shortbread. Everything short, right? And Satan says, I don't care about the English name you give it. Just let's trade. This is beauty. Look at the shape of the girl. This is beauty. She's yours now. But now you know the word. That's what makes it worse, right? Now you know the word. You know what scripture says. You even rejoice in the revelation of it. You say, wow. Satan says, wow. Okay. That's fine. Let's trade now. So the girl walked into your house freely. You didn't even stress. She's also carrying all the goods she's got. She carries everything. Eve and the guy, and everybody deposits it. And Satan was there at the time. You've got to ask yourself a question. I don't care how many people the girl has been with or the guy, whoever. What attracted her to you? I don't know, and I don't want to get into that tonight. Whatever it is God's deposit in your life. God owns it. It may be because you are handsome, or she thinks you are rich, you can give her comfort, or whatever, I don't know, whatever, you guys know. And then now there is an exchange now. I'm coming somewhere, don't worry. If you are living in sin, I didn't come to condemn you, so calm down. She came for God's deposit in you. And she's not leaving until she gets it. She got it. Don't deceive yourself. Someone just shouted, expat trader. The things you use for trading, don't know you're using them for trading. It is the trader that knows what he's using. I don't know, what instrument do you use? The girl don't know they are using them for trading. It is controlled by a world. And so, either it is past issues, anger, whatever is in the girl, they've just, or guy, they've just programmed her, and she's an instrument for trading to get whatever the devil needs to get. And the devil does not care about the world, he cares about the church. Especially those of you who have been illuminated by the light, you are the one that is after. The devil is not after pastors, it's me. It's me that will send Freedom of Information Act to the Home Office, to bank, to Freedom of Information. I'm glad I've become that popular. Have to invoke Freedom of Information to get info about me, to sell your newspaper. And I'm saying, after you've written the news, so damn what? 3 or 4 weeks after talking in parliament, you just wasted your time. Blah, 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 blah. So what happens from there? Let's talk the word now. So now I've laid the foundation. That was a convenient foundation, right? You were just thinking, let this foundation be over. I mean, how big is the house you want to build if you're laying this long foundation? Let's just, can we talk about nation? I need you to understand, and I don't need you to walk away with any sense of guilt, because even that does not produce righteousness. Guilt is still part of trading system, still. Because I've seen guilty people and I've not seen repentance. I feel so guilty. Yeah, right. You're going back there now. So it's more like I feel guilty more today than yesterday. I don't care about guilt. So this is the deal with nations now. Let's talk nations now. Let's talk nations. The nations are waiting for just one thing. Nations don't need intelligent people. They need solution. Now, I want to keep this as simple. So, what is Spark Nation then? The kind of word you're hearing, the kind of challenge you have to face, trains you so much that if you're in the midst of others, there's a way you speak. There's a doggedness you have, which if you are not persecuted, you will not have. So what you will do is we will deceive ourselves as if, you know, since when the church has been praying, they anoint themselves. They say, the glory is on me, the glory, the glory. Nothing happens because God will have to give you practical situations in order to be the Daniels of this world. So look at the story of Daniel, snatched from his family, became a slave, walks into another man's country, but has attitude for learning. And the Bible says he was an expert in interpreting enigmas, things that are difficult. Now, God poses a question to this nation, and when he's making us a nation, he poses a question to you. He said, what if I go to the old world and shut doors against them? Can I have experts in this family who can qualify this family to become a nation? Will they still find their way around finance, around soul winning, around whatever it is? Now, if you don't have that, all we are doing here is deceit church. It is not going to get anywhere. Are you listening to me tonight? Because you're not in a situation. If you're not in a situation, you can't solve situations. So those of you backing out of situations, you'll never become a nation. You know, why did I mention the sin one? Esau came home one day. Remember, there are two nations, right? He came home one day, faced with a situation called hunger. He's found his brother, yeah, cooking food now. And Esau could not wait. The smell of that pottage, the aroma, pottage. This guy is going to eat a pottage for a nation. He's going to talk that guy for a nation. Because right in his nose at that moment, everything that matters to him is his hunger now. And if he's not going to satisfy that hunger right now, yeah, and everybody should understand, I'm just hungry. I'm just coming from work. I'm hungry. I mean, am I not human? I have the right to be hungry. Yes, you have the right to be hungry. Yes, as a young person, you have the right to be sexually motivated, whatever. But remember, there's a nation at stake. Remember, there's something bigger than your hunger that is at stake here.
So it's not about how you feel. It's not about what you feel for her. It's about what is in front of you, what you were anointed for.
Esau takes the pottage and eats it. And I bet it was offered birthright. Give me your birthright. Sell the word, the law, for the word. Is now he's eating the food. And he said, you can have my birthright. And after eating the food and the birthright has been sold, I can imagine Esau sitting there and saying, hey, so what now happened? What happened now? I didn't lose my hair. It's not like, and he stands up and feels, oh, I'm the firstborn. That's why when Jacob had received the blessing, the guy is still fighting. Because physically, nothing changed. Guy, you sold it. Why are you fighting Jacob? Nothing has changed. But you see, in the trading of nations, nothing changes. Until the time to enter into nationhood. If we back down from our fight now, we're not qualified for nation, and church will continue as usual. But we're not going to sell this birthright. You can't sell it. So, but you now, Second Peter still. Let's read scriptures now. Please, quickly.
But you are a chosen people.
Wait. So I ask you to underline the word you. This word you puts you among everybody, but still separates you from everybody. But you. So if it says you are chosen, it means you are anointed. But you, there's something specific about your life that is not in the person sitting next to you. But you are a chosen. It started with people. It chose you. It chose this house for a purpose. So I know what the devil is angry about. Again, like I said, it's not the number of people in this house. There are churches with numbers in America. Maybe not London, but at least America. They have number, but the devil don't give a toss. Because the people there are caged anyways. And he already knows how many meetings the pastor had about finance. How much is our tape going to be? And book. So everything is already submitted to Mammon. So why would the devil stress? I told you in the other tape that churches now receive grants to a place where they now apply for Islamic funding. Yeah. Church. Nothing wrong with Islamic funding, please. I can't join Islam to my fight right now. So God bless. Assalamu alaikum. Not joining Islam or get to this fight right now. I can't do it. Christians are easy to fight. Those ones, they are misread. If Kobe Bryant dies tomorrow, they will follow. Those ones are easy. But Islam, they're not going to shift their eyes, you know. They're going to be on it. Apply for Islamic fund. These guys have applied for all the funding in heaven and earth. Yeah. The pastor actually said, you know, their loan has no interest. So you're going to preach the gospel with Islamic funding. So, well, Jesus is Lord still. Okay. Because we are weaklings. We don't understand. So now I'm just going to mention the story of two people tonight. And everything nation takers go through, like homelessness, you find Daniel and Joseph there. Like being lied against, you find Joseph and Daniel there. But at each instance, in these two cases, it was the king that called for their service. When God's time came, and what provoked God's time? Their own readiness through the things they'd have to go through. But you are a chosen people.
A royal priesthood.
First, you are a royal priesthood. Why did he use the word priesthood? Because you hear from God on behalf of man. So you cannot be, listen, if you're marrying in the house, right? If your partner cannot hear from God, they will definitely hear from serpent. Eve was not hearing from God. It wasn't a priority. But to roam around in the garden looking for friends until they got Mr. Serpent. And every day they would gist. But the serpent had an ulterior motive. I don't know why Eve does not hang around when God visits in the cool of the day. No, she's busy. No time for fellowship. She's gone to serpent quarters. She's there and they are talking. They did not start by gisting about disobeying God. They started by Kim Kardashian. Have you watched the series? Serpent says. He says, what series? Said, Queen of the South. And Satan did not care about Queen of the South. He just cares about communication. That's all he needs. As long as, so those of you who say, he doesn't talk to me, doesn't talk to me. Yeah. It walked all the way to Satan's quarters now. And communication after communication, Eve never came to Adam to say anything about God ever in her life. It's about empowerment. And now, the next time she will show up, she doesn't need Adam to do anything. She's got the fruit. She just brings it out of her Louis Vuitton bag. Gives it. Imagine I'm saying this and say, oh, I think Pastor is trying to talk at me. Really? The moment you think that, then it's you then, because that's so far-fetched that for you to think you fit into that, then, yeah. Believe me, you are not Eve. You're too far from that, okay? So it's not you. I may show you who you are, but not Eve, okay? That's far. You don't want to be Eve. She brings the fruit out. Long story short, the guy eats the fruit. This fruit that they're going to eat and it's going to put the whole of humanity into a mess started with conversation. I'm going somewhere. We're talking about nation. So, one step now, Satan has won. He was able to win with the conversation with Eve. And Eve was able to have a good conversation with Adam. And Adam ate this fruit. And they became wise. Forever and ever now, they will not teach their kids how to hear God. They will teach their kid about the necessities of life. You can't walk around naked. In life, you need clothes. Everything they will face outside of the garden will be survival. Whereas, what they are supposed to do as nation takers was subdue the earth. Everything that they needed to subdue, the nations they will rule over, God created those nations. It didn't just give them authority. It didn't give them immortality. The fishes were there. The animals were there. All these nations were there. And then after the nations were created, God made Adam to rule over these nations. So it is not them now. But what nation did they result ruling over? They have to survive. They have to invent now. They have to do things. They have to work hard. They have to be their own boss. Everything God would have shown them, they have to discover it by themselves. So God found another man called Abraham. This is fast forward now. And God made sure that no matter how much Abraham could be productive, he will not be productive, because what God wanted him to birth was a nation called Isaac. And what are the characteristics of nation birthers? Homelessness. So God says, the first thing you're going to do, Abraham, is leave your father's house. Because it is your father's house, it's not a nation. We've discussed that before, right? It's a familiar ground. It's what you know. It is what your family knows. Now, I want to send you into the unknown now, Abraham, because it is in the unknown that you birth a nation. I want to send you out to what you've not seen before. So it is not far-fetched when God says, what eyes have not seen. It starts with a conversation. It starts with a conversation that God is having with you and I right now. Abraham, you are anointed to be the father of nations. So don't expect that your experience will be something you know about. You will not know about these things, but you will be the prototype. You will be the template of the father of nations. So what will Abraham be? The template of the new nation, God's nation. Are you listening to me tonight? It will be the manifestation, like Pastor Sam will say, of God's word, because this guy is going into the unknown. And the unknown, the sacrifice, the key into the unknown is the sacrifice of life. So I may not know why my life is going like this, but God wants me to give it in order to journey into the unknown, because that is the only way to birth a nation. Are you listening to me tonight? God does not explain a nation. What God does is that he sends a man. I want you to look for those Abrahamic scripture for me. He said, I will make you a mighty nation. What God is going back to, God has given people just their own pleasure for a while, because they cannot see nations. They cannot vision nations. So he said, if you want a building, I'll give you a building. But he said, today I've begotten you. He said, the real sign of my son is that they will ask of me. Pastor Dami, do you remember when you were reading the scripture? It said, today is your birthday. You guys remember that scripture? I think that was message. It said, today is your birthday. So the real birthday is dictated by God, not the day your parents gave birth to you into the earth. God dictate the real birthday and say, today is your birthday. Why? Because you've been homeless for a while, a body you've prepared for me. I was roaming the earth before I found the body, the house that I can now inhabit. This house, you are not in your body until you've realized why your spirit, why you exist. You didn't hear me. No. The person dwelling in your body right now is your dad or mom. They put that one there and they controlled everything there. But you, the one that he prepared, you know, he said, follow me and I will make. I told you to underline the word make. So in your followership, all this while in Spark Nation, he was busy making you. So the current situation you face, I face, we all face, is part of the making. Because in those 3 years that Peter was following, guess what would happen? They would face the storm, right? Making. It will call them a faithless generation. Making. They will be homeless. The birds have houses and all that. But the Son of Man has nowhere to lay his head. He's making. But there is a body. This body will have to be evacuated
for the one that God has made. You didn't hear me. This body you carry now has to be evacuated. Everything in it has to be dug out, because what is in it is the trench shoe. And God is saying, even a little particle of that, it will not mix stuff. The carnal and the spiritual will not dwell in the same body. The ordinary and the extraordinary will not dwell in the same body. So I thank my parents for giving birth to this body. That's the honor. However, there's a dummy being made. The process of making. I don't care where Daniel came from. But you see, he had a process. If he's going to be advisors to the president. It's the making. My most difficult times in life is my making period. It's because I don't know what ingredient is about to add next. So it's difficult. All my problems are just ingredients. You know that, right? You know they are ingredients, right? And because I don't know what he's trying to make, I thought he was making steak, but it was actually up to a jollof rice. So I calculated the making of steak. I thought he would just cut the meat. Once he cuts the meat, he will put so there. But what eyes have not seen is making a special dish. But this dish must please him. So what is my greatest asset in life? Surrenderedness. You know that's my greatest asset, right? And the word of the Lord came to me saying, son of man, go to the potter's house and I will show you the potter making a vessel on wheel. You know what it means for it to be making a vessel on wheel? It is rolling. So when we started church, we thought it was making a church. We thought it was just trying to do another church. So we went to charity or so. You register. You print envelope for giving. You set up choir. Huh? You set up microphone. Yeah? You watch American preachers, how they talk. You put words together. If you're not a fish, you can't be fishing. If you're a cow, you won't be coward. Yeah. We thought that was what he was making. And you know, all those things can grow a church. And people say, wow, I love my pastor. But you see, what happened that Sunday is there was no offering to God. Because God's delicacy must be what he wants to eat, not what you want to present to him. My giving is not my making. It's not what I want to give him. Have you ever woken up and you feel like eating bread? Even if you are given the best fish, it is not still what you want to eat. Are you listening to me tonight? It's not to be God's offering. That's why he rejected Cain. Cain gave an offering. But it's not what God wants to eat. What God wants to eat from me is not tithe. That's what church demands. Because they've calculated it by head. If 10 people here give tithe, £10, £10, £10, we will now pay this, that. That's your offering. That's not God's offering. Stop fooling yourself. I told you this morning, God does not see anyone as giver. He sees purpose people. It is part of until the body he wants dropping me. I mean me, until it drops in my body. Then I cannot bring an offering acceptable to God. Did we finish that scripture? You are a royal priesthood. It means you can hear from God. Yeah, and you can deliver to man. So what is a good Christian that has no connection with God? She wears the right size of skirt.
She rebukes. She knows everybody that sins. By the way, let me repeat this to you guys. There's only one way to address sin in a church. The Bible says if any one of you is overtaken by sin, it said let those who are spiritual restore that person in gentleness. So you put your mouth into a sin that you don't know about. It said let those who are spiritual. Because with the same measure that you judge, you will be tested with it. It is those who are spiritual, not Twitter. Twitter is not spiritual. That's filled with carnal people faking what they are not. So, that's just a footnote. Was a person that cannot connect to God. It didn't say let the elders of the church restore them. There can be young people, pastors, elders, who are not spiritual. Why did he say let those who are spiritual? So that they are able to discern. What kind of a thing is this? Another scripture says if a brother commits a sin that does not lead to death. If you are not spiritual, how do you know a sin that does not lead to death? Please, what's a sin that does not lead to death? You don't know the definition? And you want to call a person a sinner? Calm down, you know. Judging others is not one of the requirements to being spiritual. Yeah? Okay. We just needed to settle that. Talk to me, Pastor.
But you are a chosen people.
Yeah.
A royal priesthood.
A royal priesthood. Then the number three.
A holy nation.
Did you see that? Talk to me now. I can't see you talk, Godfrey. It says you are a holy nation. So using the word swat nation is not ambition. It said that's what you have. It said you are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, then a holy. The word holy means to be set apart. Numbers 23, quickly. In Numbers 23, Balaam was just about to curse the children of Israel. Then all of a sudden, he said, look at them. He said, they are people apart from a people. That's the scripture I'm looking for. Look for it on Periscope. He said, you're different. He said, I can see you are people. But these people are apart. They are different. Their formation is different. The way they speak is different. The way they live their life, the way they give is different. So I know church. I understand church. And someone said, all I just give in my own church is £10. What are you trying to prove? Are you trying to prove how poor you are? Or how diligent you are? Or how, ultimately, because you're trying to talk against Spark, ultimately what you're trying to prove is how non-stupid you are by not giving. That's how wise you are. Not giving is the definition of your wisdom. Of how no church can fool me, you know. No church can fool me. The moment you give £10, you're already fooled. Because you shouldn't give anything at all. That can buy your baby food. You didn't do anything. It's not impressive to Satan or to God. You actually think Satan cares about giving. Satan don't care about giving. He cares about obedience. Satan cares about who you submit your most important valuable asset to. He doesn't care about giving. You can give your body to be burned for the poor. 1 Corinthians 13, right? He said it doesn't mean anything. It's about who you submit to. It's about why you gave. So you see, this giver is a liar. Yeah, I'm coming somewhere. So I was actually speaking about one of your brothers or sisters. She can't tell me it's night time and night. I'm just going to say, meaning it's morning. Whatever she tells me, I just think opposite. But you're a giver. But there's lying there. You're submissive to that guy. So the question is not the lie, right? The question is why. When you trace the lie back, you trace it back to Mammon. It's a self-image that must not change. People must not see me otherwise. So lying is the fig leaf, right? Because you have to be wise to construct it. And you have to know that you are naked. Yeah? In order to now form something that you can now clothe yourself with. But then she's a giver. Someone is just wondering, how does that tally? Wait for me. But you, a chosen people, did you find that Numbers?
Yes.
Okay, let's read Numbers then.
How can I curse those whom God has not cursed?
How can I curse those whom the nation is cursed? Okay. By you. Now, if it is you, by you, I'm happy. Because you don't know the difference between curse and blessing. By the manifestation of your life. Yeah. Because what you thought is blessing is a curse. So you must have a perverted thought of the blessing. So with your curse, when you looked at us, you saw curse because you don't know what blessing means. How can I curse those who God has blessed? Uh-huh.
How can I denounce those whom the Lord has not denounced?
Yep.
From the rocky peaks, I see them.
This guy was standing on a rocky piece, right? Remember, his assignment was to come and curse them. From the rocky peaks, I see them. Uh-huh.
From the heights, I view them.
This guy was employed by a king to curse the children of Israel. Meaning, even kings understand that without sending words, you cannot destroy a nation. So all these, we're coming to do this to spark, they're not coming to do nothing, but they can send words. So the whole game is a word game because the manifestation of all of it is word. How do you counter that? Better words, right? But we're coming there, how to take nations. So the king knows that I have all the power to go and take this nation, but I need words first. So he sent a prophet. And this prophet met God on the way, because if Balaam would speak it, it could happen. But Balaam saw something that was more powerful than him. Nothing is able to destroy you until it takes the word from you. They didn't hear me, Lord. If the devil or poverty cannot take the word from you, cannot change the word in your mouth, it cannot change anything in your life. Because I passed through Psalm, said the first thing God recognizes is the word nation. I'll tell you why in a moment. So what the devil constantly looks to do is to change the word, neutralize the word, make you begin to speak vain words. If he can do that, then every power he has can come to pass. But if he cannot take the word in your mouth, this book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth. When Joshua was going to take a whole nation, guess the only advice God gave him? This book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth. It must not leave your mouth. Money can leave your pocket. The word must not leave your mouth. Don't trade the law for money. Hold on to the law. Money can buy materials. What takes nations?
Are you listening to what I'm saying tonight? So if everybody refuses to be a giver, do you know what I need to do? I need to locate one person and keep speaking the word to them. The 200K is in their pocket, because if he created the heavens and the earth with words, I just need to locate a person. So if you want to believe YouTube, that's your problem. It's not, poverty is not going to be new to our family anyways. So I just need the word. So what the devil wants is stop the word and begin to conform to the world, right? So if the devil seems to be thriving on the word, and please, that word is not Obi or Enrique, anyone from the back, anyone. Find a 10-year-old and begin to put the word of prosperity, because you've located this one. Have attitude for learning. You brace up for the impact. In the temporary time, there may be impact on your finances, but don't worry about the impact. Brace up for it and begin to deposit the word. And all of a sudden, what the person is supposed to do naturally, the person will go and name, even selling water. The person will call water millionaire. But God will neglect those who are trained, those who look like financial experts, and he will locate a 10-year-old at the back. Someone that doesn't look like it, but there is a fish swimming thing on the inside of them. So what Satan wants to do in the house is to keep the word out. Keep the word out. Don't speak about what people are naturally supposed to do, because all these seed thing. Don't do it then. Eat your seed. Drink water on it. There's already a line for us. There is no generation that needs the rising of this Park Nation than you. Otherwise, in this land, how would you break through? You're going to become an actor, actress? How many people out of how many? A footballer? How many out of how many have you seen? Even when these things were new to the world, many from our community still didn't progress in it. Now it's everywhere. It will take the power of God. And that's what you're going to receive double portion of tonight. Can I hear a better amen tonight? If your ministry, I just need to quickly say this, is to pray and it's naturally in you, don't ask yourself, how will I make money by interceding? It is already there. Maybe you don't need to make money. Maybe as a fish in the, have you seen fishes building houses before? But do they lack accommodation? They live in purpose. Purpose don't just live in them. Their houses are the purpose that God has created them for. The mansions of God. In my Father's house, there are many mansions. The mansions of God is the fulfillment of purpose. And that's the only thing that brings satisfaction to man, not marriage. He said, how can I curse those who God has blessed?
From the heights I view them.
I see them.
I see a people.
Look at this. I see a people that what?
Who live apart.
I see a people who live apart. So when we were refusing to go apart, God says, okay, I'll set you apart. So Agnation, your call is to be set apart. He said, I will put you apart now. I see a people who live. Do you know the life of the Jewish nation is still a mystery till today? Hitler hated them so much he tried to kill all of them. These guys are like weakling, they walk like this. But yet they are the strongest. Yet they are the most powerful. I see a people who live apart.
And do not consider themselves one of the nations.
Oh my God. They live apart and they do not consider themselves as one of the other nations. God wants me to tell you, don't consider yourself. Don't compare yourself to the other nations. I see a people who live apart and do not consider themselves. I don't care where you are in your rank of work today, in your office or in your job. I want you to know that God chose you for a purpose. Otherwise, you will not be listening to PT tonight. There is a call of God over your life, and God wants you to arouse that anointing that he ordained you with before you were born. You were supposed to take over that workplace. That is what you should do naturally. Don't try to do it. It's already in you. You didn't hear what I just said. Don't try it. It's already in you. I don't care how many people you know or don't know. It is in you to take the nation. Activate it by understanding that you are a people who live apart. And you do not consider yourself one of the nations. So, sit down for a moment. I want to close. This is what God is tearing up in this generation. House Fellowship of Systems, two people, just pumping the word in them. Most of you are 50, and that's already many. Two, three. The word, everything word-based. Assign people that will go and be millionaires. Three, and they are giving maybe the lowest right now. They don't have, right? Let them know everything God says about having. And let them keep hearing it. You know, faith comes by hearing. Because what limits us is faith. We don't believe that we are not a people like other people. It doesn't matter if it's 19-year-old Leah or 39-year-old Toby. God says there is a special anointing. There's an ointment over your life. So go back home and remove everything that blocks that anointing from flowing. And usually there will be things programmed in you. They are programmed. They are there. I see a people and do not consider themselves
one of the nations.
Uh-huh.
Who can count the dust of Jacob?
Who can count the dust of Jacob?
Or even number even a fourth of Israel?
Who can number the fourth of Israel? They were not many. Wait. Listen. They were not many. Israel was the smallest nation. There were not many. But now the Bible says who can number. You see, Obi, come, please. And Obi, come. Come, Sam, please, pastors. How old are you? 26. How old are you, sir? 30. 29. 26, 30, 29. You see, how many people are standing in front of you now? Three. You can count them as three. But you see, by the time they open their mouth and tell you their stories, I just can't number how many people is in this guy. For a number 26 years old, I can number. Because even if he's done crime or whatever you've done in your past, you can produce the baby, or because he said nothing. You think you're better than us. Even if he's done all the wrong, right? None of his mate then becomes a pastor at 26. So you can't really number these guys. Like, who are you? How are you a leader of COD at 26 then? You go to Hobby. Whatever it is. So, you can't compare him to a 26. So what God was saying, who can number the dust of Jacob and their multitude, is these guys are few, but their story, by the time you go to Abraham and you come to Isaac and you see the peculiarity, you see how many years it took Abraham to have one son. And Abraham was told to go and kill the son as an offering. And he obeyed. And Isaac came and they started to block all the words of Isaac. Look at his story. Now there are generations in each story. There are generations in each prison sentence. And you look at a son and say he's been in prison 3 years. There are generations that were saved in those 3 years of prison, or in those 3 years of story. So who can number the number of Spark Nation? That's why we don't count number. The peculiarity of people sitting down. It's not just your normal, usual 26-year-old demography, or your 30-year-old demography, or your 29-year-old demography. Who can number them? It's God saying, you can't really tell the amount of these people.
the kind of nation that is inside them. And how much more, thank you, gentlemen, how much more the number of years they have more. Because in years are people. It's because you lived long enough you met PT, right? Uh-huh. Come. Yeah. What is in years for you? People. The 1 million you need, let's say you need 1 million, is in somebody right now. If you live long enough, you will meet that person, right? What time reveals is people. What time brings to you is people. What the past makes you do is to fight people of future. It is not that they were coerced to do anything. It's just they were carrying a baggage. If you also, I gave, if you did, I gave and they went on party and they didn't invite me. I'm going on Victoria Derbyshire. Oh, sorry, she's left now. Can I tell you what giving does? It buys time and brings people closer. If you have enough time, you will have people. You can shorten time with the experience of giving. It's very simple. I can't close this tonight because I actually wanted to get to Joseph so that tonight you'll be free from yourself and free from mammon. And we said this all through yesterday. We couldn't win because we didn't know the enemy we were fighting. We thought it's just Satan. And I've said to people, you can't bind Satan. Okay, stop that nonsense. These guys got to always be on the move. It works for someone higher than him. So you can't chain him down. Meaning it's now not going to work in Japan. Because an auntie on Oaken Road has bound him. For what, auntie? I need second job. I bind the Satan that is not making me have second job. Satan said, look, really, I want you to have 10 jobs. What is God calling us to do so that I don't overshoot time tonight? The anointing. God's special ointment. Which the Bible says, he said we have it already. 1 John said it. He said you need no one to teach you. I need that scripture. You know why he said you need no one to teach you? He said, but the anointing you've received from the Holy One teaches you all things. Now, if it is the teaching of the world, because someone said, oh, that's why we don't need teaching in the church. But he said some to be teachers. So what teaching was he talking about? I think it's 1 John chapter 2, I think. I'll read that and I'll stop with that. I can't get to Joseph tonight. But I love Joseph. He went through everything to take the nation. Come as a 17-year-old guy. How old are you now? Come, walk with me, man. 19, 17-year-old guy. And that was the guy God chose for liberation. You would have thought it should be Simon. Because Simon knows how to do business. Joseph just knows how to dream. And Joseph, that knowing how to dream, walk with me, my guy. And Joseph, who knows how to dream, is not even matured enough. So if Simon looks like the main guy today, God says, I'm not interested. I'm interested in a person that can be the priest. He must be able to hear me and tell people my mind. I don't care about his reputation to man. I care that he has passed into heaven. You know, there are people who pass to men. Say, oh, he's a good man. He's a good man because he doesn't do anything. They said, oh, credit rating, because the guy has never taken any credit, right? He's a good man to man, but it doesn't give him access to God. God doesn't need a good man. He needs a God man. That's why I said, don't carry any guilt. There's no need. So he found a dreamer who would do what it takes to relay his message back to earth. Once God found that, he found a man that can take the nations. Because this guy will not speak his word, he will speak God's word. Joseph's manifestation was interpreting things that God gave to man. I told you in the last tape that when God said, in a little while I will shake the heavens and the earth. You know, he did that in Daniel. What did he shake? He went to shake the man who heaven was focusing on at the time. And Daniel, his name was Nebuchadnezzar. Because otherwise you would think, wow, this is going to be long before he shakes everything. No, no, no. Heaven was only looking at Nebuchadnezzar. So God places Joseph in proximity to him. And the man woke up from his sleep shaking. Because Nebuchadnezzar was heaven and earth at that time. Whatever Nebuchadnezzar says, you know, those of you who are in job, God is just moving you to the proximity of something. It's not intending for that thing to be your blessing mode. It's moving you towards something. Don't tabernacle on that. It's trying to push you towards something. So those who are in business and are not diligent at it, you're not even moving towards anything. So even when the shaking happens, they won't call you. Bad name moved Joseph. He was in prison on allegations. Just on allegations. But what God was trying to do was to move him closer to Pharaoh. Because at that time, Pharaoh was heaven and earth. Like Nebuchadnezzar was heaven and earth. One would have thought God's system was go through the system, right? No. God says, no, I will move anti-system. But I will get you in proximity. So whatever happens to you in something you have faith in, don't be shaken. Because if it will shake heaven and earth and you are shaken already, then God says, who do I use for stability? I can't use you because you are shaken. Now, Nebuchadnezzar woke up. Pharaoh woke up. And they need a stable man. Daniel was a stable man. Always delivering the word. What is God saying? You are a royal priesthood. Do you see why he calls him a royal priesthood now? They define for kings. You didn't hear me. They didn't hear me. Sit down. It said you are a royal. It's talking about Daniel. Any priesthood that Daniel would deliver. So I don't care if people on Twitter don't like me. I'm a royal priesthood. So peasants cannot hear what I have to say and understand it. So the first interpretation, Joseph will give interpretation to the servants. But they will be servants of kings, not servants of servants. Why don't you just address the word and let them understand who you are? Peasants will never understand royal priesthood. He said, for you are a royal priesthood, a chosen people, a holy nation. He said, that's what you are. Listen, you are royal priesthoods. That's why you hear words like this. Stop mingling with peasants. You save those ones, you feed the poor. But you don't interpret dreams to the poor because they won't understand it. So look at the circumstance of Joseph and Daniel. These guys got into royalty, but they got there in chains. You know, they didn't get to royalty in glamour. Otherwise, the glory would have been to their glamour. So God says, in a little while, I will shake the heavens and the earth. Okay. He said, and the desired of all nations will come. Now, I told you in that last tape, I said, but guess what? It's already here. But the people for whom it came are there, looking for the desired of all nations. Meaning the gold and the silver. He said, I will shake all nations. So once Pharaoh is shaken, you know the politicians are shaken. They are shaken. They are having dreams they cannot interpret. God gives a 4-year gap now for revival. God gives you a 4-year gap now. And Spark Nation, if you miss that gap, it will be because you listen to people who are lost. And a person can be lost and still be called pastor, blah, blah, blue, blah, blah. Spark Nation is not open to any pastor or bishop or father or senior or uncle. There's no senior. This work is a disrespectful one. When we get to heaven, we will respect ourselves. But here on earth, it's either you are taking a territory, or please don't even address yourself as a pastor. But anyone taking any territory, they are our partners. No sentiment. No. No sentiment. Nothing like, oh, maybe this church is created to do this. Let me see what you are created to do. Then we're going to be friends. Then you can correct or rebuke us. But if we cannot see it right now, because there's a 4-year gap of revival, and that's why God wants to anoint you afresh tonight. Can I hear a better amen in this house? Last scripture, I want to close. Last one.
As for you, the anointing you received from him.
Wait, did you hear that? Read it again.
As for you. The anointing you received from him.
As for you, the anointing you received. It did not say the one you will receive. The anointing you received of him will do what?
Remains in you.
It remains in you. Uh-huh.
And you do not need anyone to teach you.
Did you hear that from Bible? Who taught Joseph how to interpret enigmas? The anointing he received, what was natural to him. There are things that look impossible to others, but that's not you. Because there's an anointing you received. Are you listening to me tonight? There is something that is already in you. You did not know how it came, but you received that anointing already. So what is stopping you from manifesting it? The teachings you have. Read that scripture again quickly. Message.
As for you, the anointing you received from him remains in you.
It remains in you. In other words, it doesn't matter what you've gotten wrong in your life. That anointing remains in you. It doesn't matter what is going wrong in your life. Look, everything may be shaken. Money may go. He said, but the anointing remains. Oh my God, you didn't hear me. You didn't hear me. I said, you just feel like money left, but the anointing remains. People left, but the anointing. God calls your attention back to the anointing. He said, stop looking at everything that left. So I love the fact that he said he remains. Say with me, in the name of Jesus, the anointing I received remains. It will never use the word remains if something didn't leave. As for you, the anointing you received, the day you confessed Jesus, the day you decided to walk by faith, you received an anointing. God says, stop looking at the things that left, because the anointing you received of him. So anything can leave me. I don't care anymore. I care about the anointing that remains. Something is trying to drain that anointing. So it tells you, look at the boyfriend that left you. It tells you, look at what left you. It said, but as I told you to underline the word you, as for you, the anointing you received remains. That's the anointing we are calling upon tonight.
So my value is not in the things that left. It's not in the things that came. Every other thing came, but they were destined to leave. But the anointing came, and God says it remains. It will not be shaken. Nothing shook that anointing. Not even your past depression and shortcomings. That anointing remains. And you do not need.
You do not need anyone to teach you.
The things you did naturally. Why is someone teaching you now? You were a natural soul winner. Why is someone teaching you now? Because you felt you didn't do something right. No. It was not your doing. It was the anointing. The special ointment of the Holy Ghost. It is the special call over your life. It was not you doing it. So he said, you do not need anyone to teach you. But he said teachers in the church. That's what I'm doing now. The teaching of the word. Finish the scripture.
But as his anointing teaches you.
Oh my God.
About.
So I realize the anointing is not just what heals people or make them fall. It's a teacher. But the anointing is not meant to teach you the word. The anointing is meant to teach you how to be man. The supernatural man called Adam. The anointing teaches you. So when you see a man walking in the anointing, because they did not tread the law, the more you study the word, the more you increase in the anointing. The more you likatusa mangadisha niakata, you increase in the anointing, isn't it? That anointing teaches you how to be a successful God dealer. It teaches you how to be a successful trader. It teaches you how to be a great administrator. What teaches you? Your school certificate. No, the anointing. The same thing that taught Daniel. How can you read a heavenly language on the wall? The anointing. They took Daniel to school. King Nebuchadnezzar thought, if I can train them in the best school. What Nebuchadnezzar did not know is that there will be a writing one day that is not revealed in the realm of men. But Daniel came with an anointing. Shalia Kataya, are you ready for the anointing tonight? It came with an anointing to interpret things that men cannot interpret. And even the soothsayers, the magician, they said, anyone will interpret your dream, Nebuchadnezzar. He said, it does not dwell in the realm of man. So I see Israel tonight as a people set apart, who does not consider themselves to be part of the people. If we give like humans give, we are humans. Look at our giving, it's inhuman. This kind of giving is not found in the realm of men. Well, you see your giving, right? The anointing you've received will teach you. You're not sacrificing anything. You're responding to the anointing. Lift up your hands tonight and say, I thank you for the anointing that I've received.